Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Thinking about a new vehicle? Trust the team that's been taking care of customers for 70 years. The Cannon family has helped thousands drive home happy. Come take a test drive today and see why. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg, wherever you're tuned in this afternoon. Thanks for getting on board, or if you catch us later on our podcast, we appreciate you just as much. Dickie's Barbecue Pit sponsors the opening segment of our show some days, and today is one of those days, a good day to plan your next catering event. Dickie's would be the perfect place to call. That's one of their specialties, along with fresh, delicious barbecue that they serve every day. We appreciate all that Dickie's Barbecue does with the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Daniel Stewart later in the program doing his last appearance, I guess, of the year. But right now we want to talk track and field, and we've got some good news to share with everybody today. We've got two young men in the studio with us, along with two of their coaches. Tyler Nichols and Tyler Hughes are both headed to the National Track Championships in Eugene, Oregon. Their coach Myron Sarton is here, along with head coach John Stewart. And let's start with these young men that have had such a great year. Tyler Nichols will be competing nationally in the long jump. And, well, I guess first, Tyler, have you ever been to Eugene, Oregon? And what do you think about this trip?
Nah, it's my first time.
Well, are you excited?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, well, tell us what you did all year long to get you here.
Kind of just trained, you know. We went through the year. I didn't think I was gonna make it. I kind of just went through the motions. I did what my coach asked me to do. I did the sprints, I did the lifts, you know, just did what I was asked.
Man, talk to us about you know, how to train for that, for your event, for the long jump, and you know, what goes into the preparation, and then how do you qualify for the championship? Just bring our listeners up to date on that.
Really, it's I like to say it's like a slow build. So in the beginning of the season, we'll start by conditioning, so heavy running, might run a couple miles, might run a couple laps around the track, time trials. After that, what we call it, six weeks of hell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After that 6 weeks, we would go into our respected area, so whether that be sprints, high jump, long jump, throws, we do what we do. And it's a slow burn. We'll start slow, and we'll continuously get more and more aggressive because our season is very long and it's very taxing.
Well, how likely would it be for one of us to be able to, you know, handle a long jump? I'm just curious. Like, if you had to put us down for however many feet we would be able to jump, how much would it be?
How tall are you?
6 feet.
Okay. How fast are you?
Not very fast, man.
What'd you think, like 20, 21? 21 feet? I mean,
we'll give it.
Like a 14, 15.
Maybe just 6 feet. I just would go forward as far as my height. How far did you jump?
What? Right now it's 26.8.
2016.
Okay, so triple what I would do. All right, and Tyler, you go with the high jump, right? Just for the purposes of that, tell us the training there, and you know, exactly, you know, kind of exactly how your teammate did just a second ago.
I mean, it's relatively the same. I just train more vertical and less speed and a lot more technique over the bar.
All right, now how high does this young man jump? What are we talking about here?
I qualified I don't remember, 6'11"?
Yep, he qualified with 6'11". If you were to, like I said, if you were to look above your head at a door panel, it's probably about a couple inches over that. So
that's hard to believe, Coach. This is Coach Myron Sarton talking now. That's hard to believe. This young man can run and jump over the threshold of that door up there?
Yes, sir.
How high do you think Dima and I could get up there? Now consider I'm old, so let's forget about me. How about Dima?
We'll cut that door in half.
Coach, you must be proud of these young guys. I mean, they have to really work hard to get to this level. You must really be happy for them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They've these two young men have definitely put in the work to be where they're at this point in their career. So definitely proud of them for coming in and bearing with me on the workouts and lit pushing on the hollering and screaming a little bit, but hey man, they took it all in, and it's paying off.
Now we're in the first week of June, Coach. When did you get these two guys together? How long have you guys been working toward this goal that you're about to enjoy?
Well, we usually come in around Labor Day, we get started after Labor Day. So from around September of every year to about this time. But they've been with me a couple of years now. So it's kind of been like Tyler Nichols said, kind of like a slow build up. So teaching the technique over the course of the year, and their body just adapted to the training, and now you're seeing the results of that.
Is there a body type, for lack of a better term, that fits these two categories?
There is, but there isn't, because you see some kids out there that body types are unique to the event. So like you see Tyler Nichols here, he's about 5'9", 5'10", but he can jump 7'2". And then you see Tyler Hughes here is about 6'5", and he can jump 7'2". So it's more of your genetic makeup, what's on the inside.
For the players, just curious, and both of you can answer, how excited are you guys to be able to compete at Nationals in Eugene? And just talk to me about getting to represent the university in that way and how special that is.
I think it'll be fun. I've never been that far north or west, so I've not competed at something this big either, so I'm kind of just excited to go out and compete.
And then Tyler, you as well. I mean, how excited are you to represent Southern Miss at that type of level of event?
I'm pretty excited. Like, same as Ty, I haven't been that far north or that far west. I just want to win, man. I'm ready to go get this over with. I'm ready to go win. I'm ready to bring one home. I want to represent.
Coach, I mean, talk about how awesome it is to see your players. And again, kind of the same question in a sense, to see the Southern Miss on their shirts and seeing the black and gold and that type of event.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's very exciting, far as seeing we considered a small school, on the grand scheme of things. So just seeing us up there, with the – best of the best, and we're right there amongst those guys to showcase what we have as well. So it's very exciting, and it's kind of like a underdog type thing. So you go up there with a little chip on your shoulder, and you're ready to get it going.
Well, Coach, that's the Southern Miss way.
That's
you got to have a chip on your shoulder, and you're always the underdog, and you always got a little something extra to prove, don't
that's
you?
That's it. Yes sir. I think that molds us throughout the course of the year, because we're in the mode that, hey, it's us against the world, and it's us against all these big schools that we go to week in and week out. So, it's actually the season trains us for this moment,
1,000%. Coach Stewart, you just continue to do nothing but send people to Eugene, Oregon, break records. You've just done such a tremendous job. Give us the eval in your eyes of your track and field program as we sit here today.
You're asking the wrong person, because I'm going to be my worst critic. And I think that some things could have gone better for us this year, but we did have an outstanding year. We had some really talented athletes. Tyler Nichols has just been outstanding all year long. He doesn't even know how good he is. And he, we just saw him jump at Clinton High School, and I said, we got to get this guy. This guy is explosive, and he can just jump. He can do everything, high jump, long jump. He can sprint, and next thing he comes here, and Myron has coached him just to get to this point where he is one of the best in the nation right now. And then Tyler Hughes, Myron said, hey, I got this guy coming from Florida, and he's pretty good. And then next thing this big redheaded kid shows up. And he has been tremendous. I mean, he has been great this year. We took him to the first outdoor meet, and he just destroyed everybody at Mississippi State. And then
that's good to hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, and he just got, he just took care of business at the region meet. We just knew that he had the potential to get to nationals, and he did it. So, really excited about these two guys. It's going to be a lot of fun going out there and watch them compete. You know, I'm gonna have a lot of fun just watching them look at, like, okay, they got different trees and they got different looking birds out there and they mm-hmm. have different restaurants and the track is spectacular. And just watching these guys, they're going to go out there with their eyes just wide open going, I can't believe this place. So that's going to be a lot of fun for me.
It'll be like being almost on a different planet, isn't it?
It is. It's a different world out there. They got the highway. We land in Portland. We drive down to Eugene, and they got the highway that's all bumpy. It's made out of granola. So, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, congratulations, Coach. And Coach Horton, congratulations to you for coaching these two kids up. Let's make a deal. You guys let us know how they do, and let's come back and let's all get together when it's all said and done. How would that be?
That's a deal.
Best of luck to you two guys, and represent Southern Miss like I know you will.
Appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you.
Track and field, everybody, continues to just excel at the University of Southern Mississippi because of young men like the one sitting here right now. We'll be right back. Super Talk Eagle Hour continues from the Southern Bancorp Studio.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, welcome back. I want to thank Tyler Nichols, Tyler Hughes, Marion Sarton, and of course John Stewart. And congratulations to the Tylers, Tyler Nichols and Tyler Hughes, making the National Track and Field Championship. You know, Dima, you can say what you want to, and these guys kind of operate in the shadow this time of the year of baseball, but that is one heck of an accomplishment.
Absolutely. And as he mentioned, the Bubas Cup or the Bubas Cup or however you say it is kind of the Sun Belt Championship, if you will, of all the sports combined. And like you said, Southern Miss got third this year in that trophy release. Baseball was number one as far as how many points they gave Southern Miss. Number two, track and field. So they definitely helped the university and are certainly one of the most consistent programs. And it's like you said, they just kind of fall under the radar because our season runs during baseball season.
And I am pleased to report, you guys, that they are flying to Eugene, Oregon.
Yes, I'm glad to hear that, too.
Chartering?
No.
Charter for two.
But they kind of operate in the shadow. They quietly every year, do this. And we're not going to let that be overlooked.
And we've talked about how the athletic department gets the biggest bang for its buck. And I don't know what John Stewart's making, but it's not enough.
Well, he's well worth whatever
he's
being paid and more. Hey, Eagle Tire West sponsors this segment of the show. Eagle Tire West is out on Highway 98 West. They're next to Smith Motor Company. They sell Goodyear and all major brand tires. They provide full service for cars and trucks, and they're big Southern Miss supporters and supporters of ours, and we are very, very grateful to them for that. As we are our great friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour, Genesis sedans and SUVs, all from Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. So, guys, I woke up, I had this strange, nightmarish type of dream, and it jolted me out of bed in the middle. And by the way, Daniel Stewart is here in the studio with us, and we'll let him comment on this. I woke up in this sweat and thought for just a minute that I had heard that Troy was going to the Super Regionals and had an easy path to the World Series. And then I said, no, it had to be a dream. Was I dreaming, Daniel?
No, you are not dreaming. That is the truth. Now I'll say this. I think Troy and Southern Miss are very similar teams, both gritty teams, both play hard. You know, they did what it took at the end of the year, beat a tough Florida team that had been really playing good. But they can't look past Little Rock. Little Rock, very structured, similarly to the Southern Miss, same kind of philosophy, guys that have a chip on their shoulder. So it's going to be a fun regional to watch without any of these big SEC names. I think you're still going to see a lot of good baseball.
Yeah, it's a great time for the sport of college baseball in that you do have Troy, Little Rock, mm-hmm. Cal Poly. You've got a lot of schools St. John's outside of the glorious SEC and ACC, and that will be refreshing.
It will. It's in the world of NIL, baseball is probably the last major sport where the mid-majors can really make a splash and really play good and really recruit some good players and show up on, you know, the end of year tournaments and such. So it's going to be fun to watch. You're all kind of familiar with the big names, the Georgias, the Mississippi States, and Oregon, all these teams that we've seen. So it's going to be fun to see how these mid-major teams, yeah, the Cal Polys you mentioned, compete.
Dima, you and I watched Troy play every game in the tournament out of Montgomery. They're a good base hitting team. They do hit the ball very well. They're really energetic and they follow the lead of their coach. But I got to tell you, to go beat Miami and Florida the way they did, love them, hate them, doesn't matter. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, especially coming out of the losers bracket. They lost the first game to Miami, and then they had to win, what is it, 4 in a row, you know, and beat Florida twice. And so very impressive stuff by them. And you just hope it's a wake-up call, and I'm just going to call out the university. Like, you just hope it's a wake-up call for this Southern Miss baseball program, to see what the formula is to win regionals that Troy's put together. They have about – they don't have, 30 good arms on the staff. They have about 6 good arms on the staff that are good arms. Those, like Crotchfeld and a couple of the other guys, they're throwing 96, 96. Like, those are pretty good arms that I saw last night. And then their offense, man. I mean, that offense rakes. They're 7 through 9 hole hitters, and I just want to credit Scott Watkins for this stat that he tweeted out, and I just thought it was just very telling. 22 of 59 in the Gainesville Regional, 373. Southern Misses 7 through 9 in Hattiesburg, 3 of 24. You see, there's the formula is out there, and you've just got to figure it out, and it's going to be tough. I mean, this is the second season in a row, and I said it last night on the show. I said it's kind of putting salt on the wound of what happened this weekend, but it's the second season in a row where you blow a chance for a home super regional against not necessarily a power baseball program like a Tennessee or Ole Miss was the first 2 years. You would have had Louisville here last year, and now you would have had Troy here this year, and then you look ahead to see if you had gotten out of that. Your path in Omaha would have been about the most favorable bracket you've ever even seen both seasons. Last year you would have played, I think, Arizona game one. That's how Coastal got into the finals. They were in the same side. Arizona, Oregon State on your side. You know, all the SEC teams are in the other side of the bracket. This year you will start, like, if Troy wins, they're going to start with West Virginia or Cal Poly. It's just a golden opportunity that they just blew. And like I said, I hope it's a wake-up call to the university.
And I do want to tell our listeners that there will be a time in the near future, I think, probably, that we'll stop talking about what happened last weekend. But the fact, too, that you walloped Troy every time you played them.
You're like 13-3 against them since you've joined the league.
Oh, that's just agonizing. Oh, no, he's hitting the microphone again. It's agonizing. But for the marketing of the College World Series.
That's great.
Yeah, and I think that the Troy coach even mentioned the fact that either Little Rock or Troy are going to the College World Series.
Yeah, you're guaranteed a mid-major.
Yeah, so that's nice.
And Cal Poly's a mid-major, correct? Yeah. Well, let me just say, here's what they do. I mean, we watched them play all year. They don't hit a ton of home runs. They hit a lot of singles. They hit doubles. They pitch. They play defense. They fight you from the minute of the start of the game to the end of the game. I got to tell you guys, I think that's going to be one heck of a series between them and Little Rock.
I mean, let's be honest. In the Sun Belt Tournament, Troy had Southern Miss beat for 17 innings.
Absolutely. They were absolutely the better team for 17 innings in the Sun Belt tournament. Southern Miss, you know, walked them off in the bottom of the ninth, and then, you know, Southern Miss performed much better than them in that Sunday morning elimination game. But for 17 innings, Troy was certainly a better team than Southern Miss.
And you mentioned that Troy, that the Troy players, you thought they were saying fight you to you, Bob. No, it wasn't fight you.
I don't think that's what they were saying. No.
Okay. Yeah.
Can we please pass some sort of a rule, Daniel, that prevents them from wearing the bicycle shorts in the World Series? It's just disgusting.
Yeah, that's pretty bad look. You look at the football players now too, they're just have like halfway up the thigh they're wearing pants, and yeah. I guess these baseball players have really long socks or wearing leggings. I don't know what they're doing,
or they're really proud of their legs.
Really proud.
What do you make of that? What do you make about it? How do you explain a team like Troy, which with all due respect, they didn't really have a great year. They lost a lot of baseball games.
32-29,
and here they go, yeah. And they wallop Miami and Florida and go to the dadgum Super Regional.
Well, you know, Kelly and I were actually talking about this off the air a second ago, or actually Dean and I were, I'm sorry. You know, you don't necessarily have to play good all year to play good at the end of the year. And the record is not impressive, but they were scrappy in the conference tournament. We edged them out. Who knows what would have happened to Dre Barrett not hit a bottom of the ninth Grand Slam. You know, Troy may have come out on top. But yeah, it's just you can't really put a – I scratch my head around it because, you know, put on paper, I think we're the better team. But who's playing better at the right time
they
of the
are.
Year? They are. And you can't say that they're not.
And so. Let's point out the games against Florida were not close.
No. I mean, they convincingly won those games. And, you know, you tip your hat to them.
And remember,
well.
Little Rock hasn't lost a game in postseason.
Not at all. None.
They have no idea what it's like to lose so far.
I'm going to root for Little Rock in that series because Chris Curry, the head coach of Little Rock, played his JUCO ball at Meridian Community College a couple years ahead of me. So – I'd love to see little old University of Little Rock come in and make it to the World Series.
Well, I wouldn't really take impressive. Them for granted.
You cannot take them for granted.
They play a lot like Troy. You know, they're going to overwhelm you with pitching, but they're going to just pester you to death with singles.
At Meridian Community College, Chris Curry's head coach was Coach Corky Palmer. So he is going to model his style very much like a Coach Palmer or Coach Barry.
Yeah, he did say in a press conference prior to the Hattiesburg Regional that everything he does with his team, mm-hmm. he learned from Corky Palmer
Absolutely.
And Scott Barry.
Yep.
Is there any circumstance under which, Bob, you would cheer for Troy?
No.
I didn't think so. I just wanted to double check.
No, absolutely not. No.
I do want to point out there is certainly a possibility at this juncture. And I know it's probably an unlikely scenario, but there is certainly a possibility of an Ole Miss Mississippi State College World Series finals.
Oh boy, that just makes matters even better, doesn't it?
I was in a good mood till being
out
here.
Mr. Sunshine.
I think we'll be back.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Remind you that this segment of our show is sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street. That's where you go for baseball and softball training for children and adult sports training of every kind. State-of-the-art facility managed by Luke Reynolds, great supporters of the university and, of course, our show. And for that, we're very grateful. Also grateful for MCS Home Center, and that's where you should go, and we do. For home repair, home remodeling, and home construction, everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden, all available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. Local folks eager to help you. All right, Dima, you told us during the break, kind of surprising news to me. We just saw Jacksonville State come here, and Looks like they were really, really, really building a really substantial baseball program. But just when they seem to be hitting their stride, the coach leaves.
Yeah, Grand Canyon University announced today that they're hiring Steve Beiser as their next head coach, which is, like you said, a little surprising. But man, Grand Canyon just got so much money in that program that I'm sure they just gave him an offer that was just sometimes you just can't say no to.
And in this world we live in today, it could be bad news for Jacksonville State because he could take as many of those players with him as he chooses, right?
Oh, absolutely. All those lefties with the 95-mile-an-hour fastballs, he'd be like, want to head up to Grand Canyon University, and things like that. So, absolutely.
And so you're going to start seeing a lot of coaching dominoes fall, all right? So now, all right, who goes to Jacksonville State? And then if that coach is from another D1 school, then who goes there? The other thing that you have to keep in mind, and we'll bring a couple of guys specifically, Coy Clements, the pitcher who prepped at Oak Grove and then went to Pearl River, played at Southern Miss a year and then went to Pearl River, had committed to Houston. Well, Houston made a coaching change. Okay, so what does Coy Clements do? Jacksonville State had commitments from two Pearl River pitchers and an outfielder, all right? So now that coach is leaving. What do they do, and where do they fit into the plans of the new coach? So the portal is opened yesterday. It's going to be open through the end of June. There's going to be a lot of changes going on.
Did the Coastal coach officially leave?
No, he's still there.
He's still there. So maybe he's not going to South Carolina.
Who knows?
Contemplating, but you know that the Coastal people want to keep him, so I'm sure they're
– So, Daniel Stewart, let me tell you this. If you were a betting man – how much money could you have made at the start of the year if you would have predicted that Coastal Carolina and Southern Miss would be 0-4 in the regional and Troy would be hosting a super regional?
If I was a betting man and made those bets, I'd be sitting on quite a bit right now. That's the fun thing about baseball is that what actually happens isn't what you expect to happen. You look at the regular season, Southern Miss, Coastal, two best teams. Look who's playing the postseason. Neither one of them. It's Troy right now. So that's part of baseball that, in my opinion, makes it fun to watch because you just never know how it's really going to end up.
Dima, I heard one of the ESPN guys last night say, basketball has March Madness, but buddy, we have started having May Madness. And I think personally, and I want to get your opinion, I think having Troy, Little Rock, Cal Poly, even West Virginia, it's refreshing.
I think Kansas is in there too.
St. Right? John's.
Refreshing. Yeah. St. John's, yeah. Do you agree it's good for baseball?
Yeah, I do. There's a lot of parity in the sport. It's to me, even with the NIL budgets, it's just one of the sports that I think almost just filters out the NIL because it's a sport that – it's different from football where you can just bang up on people for four quarters and, eventually, even if it's like an upset bid, the better team, the better physical team pulls away. In basketball, three physical guys on the court makes a lot of difference than one, if that makes sense. But with baseball, even if you have a bunch of players such as the ones from Cal Poly, they can go into UCLA and beat them twice. And, the ball just might fall some separate ways. No. So it's definitely possible. And that's why I think the sport will always be this way. And I hope, that they never change the tournament. As frustrating as it is for teams like Southern Miss, like Florida State, all these teams who lost their home regionals, which I think it was seven teams lost their home regionals. It's inherently good for the sport.
And what about Conference USA? Assuming now this is a little jump here, but let's just assume for a moment that Troy beats Little Rock. What is it? How big is that for the Sun Belt that you'd have two Sun Belt teams in the College World Series 2 years in a row?
Well, it certainly gets you, It certainly elevates that discussion for whether or not the conference is either the third or fourth best conference in the country. And, on one hand, your performance as far as Southern Misses and Coastals didn't help that conversation, but Troy's performance did. So,
yeah, for sure.
It's kind of a, hand-in-hand situation. But, Troy can certainly make noise in Omaha if they were to get to through their own super regional, because like I said, the bracket just sets up so nicely for them.
I think one of the reasons that baseball is so magical is because the way you can win games is multifaceted. In basketball, if you can't shoot the three, women's teams, men's teams, that's the way basketball has evolved now. If you can't shoot the three, you can't win. Football, if you don't have the biggest, fastest guys, you're not going to win. You saw that there wasn't a lot of speed on some of these teams. Certainly Southern Miss not noted for their base-stealing ability, but yet they won games. They won games by the home run. Some of these other teams, Jacksonville State, won it by hitting singles and doubles. There's a lot of different ways to build teams in baseball where you can be successful. Because there are different ways to win games, it opens the game up to more athletes that do different things well. In football and basketball, those athletes are fewer and fewer as to what they can do, which means they can command the money, supply and demand. Not as many players. They can get that money where NIL is more important in those two sports. And I think it will continue to be that way in baseball because there are different ways to win games.
Yeah, I agree. And if I caught the end last night of the West Virginia game. And look, whether you're a West Virginia fan or not, that had to make you feel good, man. I mean, I think they have about 2,000 people in their stadium. It was the biggest crowd ever. And they sang Take Me Home. Country yeah. Roads. Country after Roads. You couldn't help but enjoy the purity of that a little bit, Daniel.
You hear it a lot where people say, you know, how can you not be romantic about baseball? And baseball is just, you know, it's still a sport just like all the others, but there's just something inherently special, different, you know, about baseball. There really is. And last night's a perfect example. West Virginia wins. All the players line up, put their arms around each other, and start singing Country Roads with the fans. You know, right. That doesn't happen some, you know, right. maybe some other sports, but – It just makes it special.
Well, in football, they're busy cashing their checks right after the game. So probably not doing a lot of that on the West Virginia baseball team, if I'm guessing.
So Bob Getty, you're happy for West Virginia, but the same could be said for Troy, but you're not going there.
This is the Eagle Hour, Kelly.
I'm just trying to stir the pot.
I don't like the attitude of their coach. I don't like the way they play. I'm like Jay Walker told me the other day. Jay Walker told me, he's the voice of Louis. He says, there's nothing I like about them, from those silly shorts they wear to the way their coach dances all over the field.
The shiny helmets.
Oh, my God. Do something about the helmets. Paint those damn things or do something with them. No, I'm not a Troy fan.
Yeah, I know. I'll stop stirring the pot now.
Well, there aren't many other Troy fans because when they have the game,
that's exactly right.
Have the tournament in Montgomery. There's about 50 of them that show up. I don't even know if they'll sell out their own super regional.
I'm glad you brought
that up. That's exactly right, Damon.
I'm glad you brought that up because I really, not only did the guys have a great season, but doggone it, this fan base deserves. Yes. That. I mean, there's nobody that's, I dare say there's not any baseball fandom in the world that is as dedicated to their team as this. And I'm not saying that, I'm not blowing smoke up anybody's skirt. You can look at the numbers, the fact that people are out there at 7 o'clock in the morning, right, to line up to get seats
in the heat, brother.
Please, God, bless this fan base with something.
Well, it's not Baseburg for nothing, you know.
Right.
People of Hattiesburg love baseball, love Southern Miss, a lot of great prep schools, baseball teams around. So it's a fun place to be a baseball fan for sure.
Yeah, I think it got put in pretty good perspective for us yesterday by Graham Crawford, who played here, obviously, who said, you know, well, they should have never lost that Friday night game. But the Saturday game was a heavyweight fight between two really good college baseball teams. And Lady Luck was not on the side of the Golden Eagles Saturday, was it?
Well, did y'all watch the Florida-Troy game last night?
I watched about the last three innings of it.
Yeah. Did y'all see the stands?
Not many. Yeah.
There was not many Florida fans there either.
It's amazing, isn't it?
And if that was a game at Southern Miss, there wouldn't be a seat even close to available.
No.
There was, that stadium last night at Florida was probably about half full.
No,
at the
right.
very most.
And I thought I heard the guy say last night, the announcer, that Troy Stadium doesn't hold but 2,000 people. Did right. I hear that right?
Right.
You think they'll sell it out, Nima? Surely they will.
Well, they might, but that's again to what Kelly's saying. They're not as dedicated. It's not sold out every night is at the Pete.
No.
And so, you know, they might come now that they're, you know, on the precipice. Precipice, is that the correct word?
Pretty good.
Precipice.
Yeah.
Precipice of the college.
You guys are getting way over.
Let's not forget this. They're on the precipice of the College World Series.
Wow. Say that again.
I'm done saying it.
At our age, our teeth fall out. And when you go back to the tournament in Montgomery, too, they're the closest school.
And they have nobody.
And there was nobody there.
No.
So So, but our fans traveled, and I'm going, I just wish they'd be rewarded.
Put us back in Biloxi like we used to be in CUSA. Oh, that'd be so great.
But that's one of the things that people in Troy say is our biggest complaint. Oh, Southern Miss, all they do is complain is that the tournament's not in Biloxi.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, you want a great Friday night meal? Here's a suggestion for you. You know, movie star restaurants open Friday nights from 5 to 8. You can get the great Southern cooking buffet, or you can order off the menu. They have steaks. They have seafood. They have all kinds of delicious food. They're open 6 days a week. They've been doing it for 25 years, movie star restaurant. And I think it was my friend here, Daniel Stewart, we were talking about this one day. Reminded me of the movie star meatloaf.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon lunch buffet. It's great.
Man, Sunday afternoon lunch buffet, getting a recliner, take a couple hours nap. That's living, huh, Daniel?
Oh, yeah.
At my age, that's exciting. That's exciting at my age. That's sad, isn't it?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. I was looking to you to tell me, Kelly.
No, I used to have a shirt that actually had a face of a clock on there, and it was at 11:45. And the preacher asked me, "Why do you always wear that shirt on Sunday?" I said, "Because this is the time you need to be done so that we can get a seat at Movie Star before Temple lets out."
Well, that
over
brings
here.
Up an interesting question. Yeah. Why in the world are you wearing that shirt?
My Wacky Races T-shirt, because we had the track guys on today. I figured races, you know, track and field. Daniel Stewart remembers these cartoon characters from back in the day.
It takes me back to being 7 or 8 years old, sitting on the floor my house watching those cartoons.
Okay. If you've got gold
blue jeans on,
got gold or silver you want to sell, do that. Don't take the money and buy that shirt Kelly's got on, but take it to Jewel Masters. Marty Vick will hook you up. Nobody has been buying gold or silver longer. Nobody gives you more money for your gold or silver than Marty Vick at Jewel Masters. And do not be fooled by the Johnny Come Lately.
And he might have a dad joke for you if you happen to ask.
Possibly.
He's got a long list of them.
All right, in case you hadn't gotten enough of this, I can't imagine that, but in case you want to hear it again, you can tonight on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or Siri will play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. I'm going to do a quick plug here. My man over here, Dima, is the producer of my podcast, Legends, and this Thursday we're releasing an interview I did with Jay Hobson. Now, Jay Hobson, you may remember, Daniel, coached here 4 years, 4 winning seasons, 3 bowl games, and walked away. Well, I asked him specifically in the interview, now, here's your opportunity. Explain to all of us why you walked away. Interesting response. Fascinating interview, and I think probably the most underappreciated football coach ever here. Is that fair to say?
Well, I don't know if the most. I think
one of the most underappreciated.
One of the most for sure. You know, I think you got to put Jeff Bauer probably at the top of that.
No, I mean underappreciated.
Underappreciated.
Okay, yeah.
But I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, we got rid of him.
In retrospect.
Exactly
shouldn't
right.
have done that.
Shouldn't have done that. Yeah. But, no, I completely agree. I love Jay Hobson. Got to know him a little bit. You know, and being a Southern Miss fan, you like to know that you've got coaches that you think are Southern Miss people. I think Jay Hobson was a Southern Miss guy.
No question.
But I think he fell victim to this the new age coaches who are – you know, kissing babies and shaking hands and all those sorts of things. They're more of a figurehead, public face. And Jay is a football coach. He's not out there necessarily shaking hands.
That's another question I asked him during the interview. I said, you really didn't like people like me when you were coaching, did you? And he just kind of laughed, and he says, no, I was just focused on what I was doing. I'm a football coach. He's a completely different guy now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
as far as talking to you is concerned. But it's a really interesting interview, and I walked away with a lot of admiration. He overcame health issues twice, cancer twice.
Oh, wow.
Lost his in-laws in a car accident when they're driving back from a football game here. It's a fascinating story of Jay Hobbs. You know him well, Kelly.
I do. I knew that there was more to the story there, and I'm not going to reveal it. It's his story to tell, and he may have told you on Legends, but there was a lot of things, his departure, there were a lot of things going on behind the scenes.
Correct.
I'll just leave it at that.
To say the least.
Yeah, and again, did he divulge any of that on the podcast, Robert?
You'll have to listen and see.
Oh, I like that. That's what we call a tease in this business. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, you probably, well, I'm not going to bring that up. Good. About your high school career teases and stuff like that, probably not a good thing to bring up. Let's move on.
What okay.
Dima, how you like this super regional matchup? Do you think Troy will really go to the World Series?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have the arms and the offense. I mean, that's they certainly are going to win that series.
You're
Bob.
You know that.
I would be shocked if they lost, to be fully honest. That's how certain I am they'll win that series.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like Little Rock hasn't been underrated before.
Well, I think I'm not saying Troy's going to beat them 15-2 each game. I'm just saying I'm certain that in three games Troy should be able to win two of them. Almost positive.
I would say the home field advantage, but we've learned.
That remains to be seen. The Florida Gators had one.
I hate to end the show on a horrible note like this, but could this be one of the worst years ever to be a Southern Miss fan between Troy getting to the World Series and what's going to happen in New Orleans against Will Hall's Tulane?
It's pretty damn difficult. When I look at the two Northern schools in the Supers and Troy in the Supers, my heart hurts a little bit, Daniel. I'm not going to lie.
It's a pill to swallow.
Well, and look at the way the football season ended the year. Right. Started great, tailed off at the end, the way the baseball
100
season.
100 days from yesterday, my friend. Kickoff.
Hey, track and field in the championships, though.
Yes.
Congratulations. Hey, Daniel, thank you so much for everything you've done all year.
Hey,
man.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
We always enjoy having you.
We won't see you in a while now, huh?
Maybe not for a while. Yeah. Might be a little bit.
You can come in any day you like and replace Kelly.
Y'all just let me know. I'll replace Kelly. I just might not have as quirky of a shirt.
But no, I hope not.
Hey, the homeless didn't even want this shirt.
Tucked in with a belt. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.